This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
The Foundation is brought to you by Alive, Bonneville Bones, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Epic Battery, Grand Bahama News, Marco's Pizza, Printmasters, Ron's Electric Motors.
The Foundation.
Sisters, to join in unity for independence.
Ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Granning, your company, The Foundation. Oh, day away from the 51st anniversary as we celebrate and identify those things. Got to shout out my good, decent people. Over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers, they got everything laid out for you. Make sure you go down there if you're looking for a bulk insurance. You got all your cars, your SDs, your taxis, your GTs, whatnot. They do in-house financing. Ask for my good friend, Etheric Bo. He take good care of you. Make sure you get to check that out. I don't know what you're doing tomorrow morning. I want to say this. I don't know what you're doing tomorrow morning, but if you want some good stew fish, some good stew conch, if you want some good grouper, boil, parts or meat. That's how he's doing it. He's doing the bone or the meat. You could be able to get some good chicken sauce and the best Johnny bread this side of eternity. But onto my good friend over there at Garden of Eden, none other than Mr. Jones. He can take very, very, very good care of you. All right. So go down to check it at Garden of Eden. Make sure you do that. I don't know if I'm going to be able to have breakfast tomorrow. He gave me a shout. He says, Howard, come down. We're going to be doing something very special. Guys, this is a beautiful place to be able to catch up, to bake bread, to be able to have a couple of laughs. They have some great stuff down there, man. You got to be able to check that out. Go down there and check my guy out over at Garden of Eden. Also, I often tell you about this sort of an idea on the weekends. Being able to go check out our good, decent people over at Coco Plum Bistro. Today is sort of an off day to be able to do that, but nonetheless, I think it's important. We can go down there and check out Coco Plum Bistro. They got everything going on. They got some independent stuff going on, so I want to be able to talk to you about that. I'm excited about that. Chantal sent me the information, so I got to be able to convey that to you and let you know that they got some great stuff going on. And it's called, what she said, Independence Celebration. Bahamian Independence Backyard Celebration at Coco Plum Bistro. It's going to be on Friday, July 12th. All right, so they get appetizers, the entree, the sides, the desserts, the entire thing. They got great cocktails. Sky Juice is going to be absolutely free. Junkanoo Performance, fireworks, free chicken sauce. This is exciting stuff. So you want to be able to go check them out. It's going to start at 3 p.m. to 11 p.m. So you want to go and check them out. Call 677-6776 for more information. 677-6776. OpenTable.com to find out more information. Guys, it's a beautiful day. I am grateful to be in your company. Grateful to be here in this sort of a space. Make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper. Find out all the information right there. The Security and Intelligence Branch of the Royal Bahamas Police Force will oversee the investigation launched after the revelations of a voice note involving Chief Superintendent Michael Johnson. Commissioner of Police Clayton Fernando announced at a press conference at the police headquarters on E Street on Monday. Pick up the Guardian newspaper. SIB probing claims against CID officer foreign entities to assist in investigation. Check that out. It says man alleging police corruption shot on Facebook Live. Did you watch it? I did. I must have. I watched it. He didn't have pork chop, thank God. He might have slipped on the oil that drips. I'm telling you, he's still with us. Give God praise. We're here, guys, live and in full effect. If you want to be able to join in the conversation, I'd love you to do so. Do so with decency and in order. Give me a call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere from the Family of Islands, 242-300-5720. You can be able to hit me up on that particular space or hit me up on the text 422-4796. I'll be decent as I say this. I was contemplating this. How do I approach this? How do I talk about these things? What do I say? All right, so I just want to be decent as I say this from my heart. What the hell? That's just from my heart. What in the world is going on? Now, I've been watching this guy. Since we've watched him, he got more gold teeth. I don't know if you've been watching him. You been watching him? You watched him before? Okay, you watched him before? You watched the guy? Okay, so I just want to be very clear. Since we started to watch him, he had maybe 4 gold teeth. Now it seems that his whole mouth gold. So that means that we've been watching him for a while. I don't know how he's making his milestones and make a determination that he says, all right, after every X amount of views, I can get 1 new gold teeth. He has a mouth full of gold now. Talk to me. Let's be very clear. And this guy, he was dental flossing the whole thing online. I mean, we're watching him do the entire thing. And we're pushing past this kind of a cringy moment to get to the meat and potatoes of why we're here on this live in the first place. We've been watching this dude for a long time. Now, he's been saying some stuff that I never cared to mention. He's been saying some stuff, making some allegations. He's been saying some things for this for the time period that he's been on. Never once, not one time, nobody bothered with him. Can I say this? Not one time, nobody bothered with this man. He was eating his chicken in peace and his, drinking his Kool-Aid. I know it's Kool-Aid. I could hear how the ice hit the cup. Sir, this is Kool-Aid. You need to stop, right? I'm watching him shaking up his Kool-Aid and his red cup doing his thing. And last night, as a result of information that actually popped to the top of the papers, yesterday, being able to see those things, all right? As a result of that, the gentleman was shot. Now, I don't know this guy. I really don't. I really don't know him. But if I did know him, I would say to him, sir, you're going to need to hold back. Someone talk to me. Sir, you're going to need to calm down. Because we would think that you're in witness protection, the way that you just came out wet and loose. We would think that you're in a space that is confined by, you in a bunker somewhere, deep down. The allegations that you're making ain't about $1,500, sir. The things that you're saying, this is not about a little piece of money. with the money that you're speculating, people could reach you. And I know that you are, I think I heard you say one time that you willing to die for the Bahamas. Well, sir, it seems as though they're trying to take you up on your offer. I just want to be decent with you as I say these things. Now, I want to be able to say some things and do so in decency and order. You know, this one time in 8 Mile Rock High School, I don't know where they got this demonic spirit from. It's like 1,000 students walk out on the road. The road is about maybe about 3/4 of a mile to get to the main road. So it's that deep within, right? Maybe 1/2 mile to 3/4 of a mile from the main Queens Highway to walk all the way back to the 8 Mile Rock High School for us to get on the school ground. So, you know, after school is done and school's out, everyone walks through the main gate and walk out. This is southern now. We have to walk southerly towards Queens Highway for us to be able to go through our various communities, wherever we live. Seagrape, Jonestown, Bartlett Hill, Hebron Town, wherever you live. So you walk out to this main gate. Now, depending on the time of the year we was walking, you know, when school about to end and it's summertime and you don't want to get in problems, but you wanted to cut somebody behind a long time. Now you get this particular opportunity. And so when you find the time to do this, because you don't want to get kicked out of school. When you find the time to do this and you're walking home, 1,000 little children on the road, royal blue and white, we're walking out there, all you hear is fight, 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 right? People throwing blows, boom, 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 boom. And as soon as a crowd gathers, the demons showed up, the devil, and says, throw this rock in the crowd. Big rock. Boof. Ow! Somebody get hit. Throw this 2x4 in the crowd. Boof. I'm telling you, this happened. I don't know if it happened where you went to school. You made it go on to school. Good, decent Christian school. Everybody used to hold hands and pray, sing kumbaya as they walk home. I don't know what you all used to do, but the little children where I'm from, the demons, they used to fight. They throw cutlass and all in the situation. People getting tear, their hair teared open. And somebody in the crowd who decided not to run towards the fight can say, after they see you leaking from your hair, they can say, well, that's good. You shouldn't have been running towards fight. You wouldn't have got hit if you wasn't running towards fight. That's sort of the principle associated with that. But the only person who ever screamed was the person who got hit. Now, my grandmother, where I come from, would say to me, baby, wherever the smoke is, fire is near. Now, what we've seen over the past few weeks, I want to say this, is a lot of smoke. A lot of smoke. A lot of smoke and allegations, speculations, a lot of smoke, a lot of voice notes, a lot of concepts and ideas. This sort of a narrative being performed and presented to say, well, possibly this is a deep, deep fake AI. And this is that. And I saw C.A. Nuri got some information up on his page indicating that even the father, who I know ever so well, I know him. I know the father. I know Michael Fox. He was on my show. Y'all remember? Do you remember? He was on my show. He came on. We spoke. We had a very good conversation. And he sprayed my truck. He's excellent at what he does, right? I saw his Facebook page pop up and say, this is my son's voice. And I'm reading this and I'm trying to figure out, Lord Jesus, what is happening in the little Bahama land? The fella said that he's going live. And as soon as he decided to go live, all you heard was he was saying something. I don't know what he was saying. Bop, 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 bop. Bullet shots. Gunshot wounds. He get hit. I don't know where he got hit. But I looked at this and I said, this wasn't designed to be able to take his life. This was designed to do exactly what it did for everybody in this country to know where you live. For you to know that you are vulnerable and that you're not protected. For you to understand that you are not safe. All this was a warning for you. Now, I don't know you. Like I said, I don't know you. I think your name is Silvius. Sir, gentlemen, sir, I don't know you. I cannot tell you stop your advocation. I cannot say, I don't know the conviction that you have in your spirit or why God put this in you for you feeling the necessity for being able to come forward with this. Hey, do your thing. I'm not going to fight you. But in everything that you do it with wisdom. This is rather reckless in the approach that you're taking. And the only person that's going to get hurt here, it seems, is you. Because a garden leave implicates to me that it's a good time off, and when it comes back, we'll get back to formality. This is not retirement. This is not stepping down. Yesterday, the chief of police actually came out and started to be able to have this kind of a conversation. And then he said, we are going to make claims. We're going to check into the voice note and the sort of the validity of the voice note itself. So they're scrutinizing the voice note. And I thought that that was sort of a backwards approach to take. This is just me, an observation. I said, well, why would you take this backwards approach? Why not scrutinize the individual? Why not scrutinize his bank account with forensics? Why not scrutinize his spending over the past 18 months? Why not scrutinize these particular things and then validate his posture and position in comparison to the way that he's been living? And just, you could literally, put him in a position where he could say, well, you know, based upon the evidence of the information, there's no inconsistency in his spending habits. There's no inconsistency in these people who are in good proximity to him, his wife, and so forth and so on. So we want to be able to exonerate him entirely and say to the country, these speculations and persons who are, quote unquote, alleged criminals, you're going to have to be able to, you have to know how to formulate these things. I just want to be decent with you. I don't do this. I know enforcement officer. I know police. I don't do this. But as I look at this, I see some holes in the situation. Secondly, the police, if you have nothing to hide, you should not be investigating yourself. Can I say that? There should be an internal investigation board made up of people from various parts of the uniform branch that can be able to assist and put forward. There should also be legislation in the event that there is this high stench of corruption that exists, that this board that has been identified and this information brought to them, they could now say, we want to be able to tap into the international resources to be able to retain this position of neutrality. That's transparency. You can't say, I chose him. I disagree with the approach. If I am trying to prove that I am innocent, that these reckless and baseless speculations and loose, nasty words about me and the years that I've served in the Royal Bahamas Police Force is up, is being scrutinized in everything that I've done, every criminal I've ever put behind bars right now, they got palpitations. They trying to figure out if I can get out soon, Jesus. If there is nothing to fear, if this was an undercover investigation, if this was doing anything above board, and you don't want to blow your cover, there's some things that you could do in terms of, from an external standpoint. I don't know your business. I'm just saying, as I observe. As I observe, and this don't look good. Listen to me. This man could have had the gentleman could have had a road rage earlier. He could have had road rage earlier. I don't know where he lived. Obviously, the gold teeth is a comfortable environment, so automatically I say Miami-Dade. I don't know. All right, this is me, just observation. As I'm looking at this, and I'm looking at his posture and position, I said he probably live in an area where you don't know if the man had road rage, and somebody retaliate based upon, no one knows, but it is peculiar that the day all this information's leaked and rolled over into the newspaper for the entire country to ingest, now we have questions after questions of who is involved. Boom, the fella gets shoot. That is very peculiar. Don't you think? As I look at that. Now, this is not speculative. Listen, I ain't getting nobody business. I don't know. But all I'm saying to the Royal Bahamas Police Force, if I were you, I would be totally hands off. Everyone whose name was called should go on a garden leave. This is for the purposes of being able to retain your integrity. Let's be decent. For the retention of your integrity, socially and otherwise, for you to be able to retain the legacy that you've built for the 40 years that you've been on this on the force, for all the things that you would have done, and the, your name and your daddy last name, for the preservation thereof, take a garden leave. Yeah, I think that just should be identified. Any speculations, take a garden leave. Let there be a thorough investigation and come back in all of your accoutrement, in all of your pomp and pageantry, shining star, to let them know that you are white as snow, that you have no affiliation with this. Because I said to you, there are thousands of people on the force, but these are select names that he called. So instead of us, Joe Public, throwing a blanket over the entire force, take us a small separation. You say, you know, firing, this is only a little, you just separate until we could deal with this. Take a little small, separate a little. Go, don't go nowhere now, for Jesus' sake. Don't spend no money. Be decent. If the bank give you money, tell them hold that. Don't spend that. You hear me? If the bank give you money and you could show, no, see the receipt, Commonwealth Bank, do not spend that. You live in a small society. We think you're guilty, and then you got to prove us you're innocent. Right off the top, you're guilty first. I don't care what the law say. You're guilty when we reach. Oh, no, that sound like him. I know their family. They're the thief. That's the kind of mindset that you're dealing with in this society. Preserve your daddy name. Do well by him. You did well all this time on the force. Take your garden leave, including the commission of police. I just want to be decent as I say that. The same because I feel like he's guilty or this and that. This ain't got nothing to do with that. If your name is called and you want to be able to show yourself clean, get your external persons to be able to come in, do a thorough investigation, separate yourself for 2 seconds, be able to come back and come back with strength. Come back with a fortified position that the prime minister of the country could be able to stand in front of you and give you commendation for the level of transparency and your commitment to the eradication and anti-corruption. That's what you do, baby. This the play. That's the play. You ain't living in the 70s no more. Everybody got a phone. Everybody. Even Bobby got a phone. Fix these things. Let's keep talking like this, guys. Let's talk about growth and development. Let's talk about transparency, access, and opportunity. And let's talk about moving this country forward. This is the year of exposure. Now, my old man used to tell me things like, first rat in the hole is tail covered. My brother, if you in a hole and your tail exposed, do like how many say, you can get rolled over on this go. He did not push you on the bus. He rolling the bus over you at the same time. Because there ain't no time for us to deal with that. Live in full effect, guys. I got to take this quick commercial break and be right back after this.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Now let me see now. 326 EPIC. Hello? Hello? This Epic Eckert Battery. This Miss Beulah from round the corner. I hear you're selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord. It's about time. I live Fox Hill and Fire Trail. It's too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker, and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326 Epic. We ship also to the Family Island.
Independence Highlight brought to you by Janae's, Brass and Leather, Original Parties, McCarthy Pharmacy, Royal Fidelity, Paradise Games, and Nassau Flight Services.
There were 15 signatories of the Bahamas Constitution who traveled to London in December 1972 for the Constitutional Conference. The surviving signatories are Sir Arthur Foulkes, Sir Orville Turnquist, and Reverend Philip M. Bethel. Deceased signatories include Sir Lyndon Pendling, Sir Milo Butler, Sir Clement Maynard, Paul L. Adderley, Reverend Carlton E. Francis, Arthur D. Hanna, George A. Smith, Sir Kendall Isaacs, Cadwell C. M. Brister, Henry J. Bowen, A. Loftus Roker, and Norman S. Solomon.
Independence Highlight brought to you by Janae's, Brass and Leather, Original Parties, McCarthy Pharmacy, Royal Fidelity, Paradise Games, and Nassau Flight Services.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I am a Bahamian.
Yeah, yeah, yo, yo. Hey, yo, we come a long way and we just begun. Come on, lift up your heads to the rising sun and just sing it out loud.
I am a Bahamian.
Come on, sing it out loud.
I am a Bahamian.
We're from Bahama to an Aguad Islands in between. If you know you will love with the sign and cheer, come on, sing it out loud.
I am a Bahamian.
Come on, sing it out loud.
I am a Bahamian.
I am a Bahamian citizen, 242 resident.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Shouts out to Papa Smurf down there in 8 Mile Rock. Guys, it's a beautiful day. Grateful to be in your company. Please give me a call, 323-623-2325-4316-325-4259. Anywhere for the Family of Islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. The caller on the line was live. Go ahead.
Brother Grant, how you doing today?
I'm good, man. What's happening with you?
Man, I am a Bahamian. Happy independence.
Same to you, man. Happy independence.
To all. But listen to me. Three things. I got to be brief as possible.
All right.
Somebody read to me this morning where Dr. Menace is calling for a commission of inquiry.
Really?
He better be careful.
Mm-hmm.
My mother said, when you dig one ditch, dig two. He better be careful. Leave that alone. He shouldn't be in that. Leave that alone. Number two.
No.
I have interest.
Wait.
If I have...
Before you go to number two. Hold on. Before you go to number two. If you read this, if you go to this man, Sylvius, if you go to his Facebook page, watch me now. Watch me. If you go to his Facebook page, you will see some things highlighted in blue. So you cut on the page, you look at the video that you're looking for, and in blue, you would see some things highlighted, some names and some places highlighted in blue.
Cool, man.
Those blue things that are highlighted are people whose Facebook pages are tagged. That means that this is going directly to you. So you see the FBI, that going directly to the FBI. If you look down that list, you're going to see Dr. Hubert Alexander Menace.
Okay.
I just want to be very clear with you.
Okay, no okay. problem
Go
at
ahead.
All.
Go ahead.
But listen to me. Like I've said, be careful, Dr. Menace. Number two, somebody said, if I have confidence in the police force investigating this event, and I told them yes. One called me a fool, one called me this, one called me that. If the police could have investigate a former member of parliament and a sitting member of parliament, our police force did that. And I had enough evidence to build a case. Why they can't do this with this officer?
This is a very sensitive conversation you're having.
Okay. And thirdly, it's all alleged until proven. It's all alleged.
Of course.
This officer didn't wake up one morning as a senior officer and decide he could do this. I'm not saying that he was one of them, but back in the day, you was using Grandmama then. When you used to go to the club in the night, they used to have a bunch of police come in the clubs. Like, they want to take the people place over, like they're in charge. Mm-hmm. So most of these things that you see these senior officers are now going through, a lot of them was young. So there was rogue officers from that time. They just never get up to the system.
Wow.
Okay? And listen to me, sir. Ain't nobody can call no senior police officer direct like that without having an encounter with somebody else who knows that person or was dealing with that person before. So when they played the thing back to me, it sounded like this is a friend.
Well, we can see.
We can see what we can see. My friend, enjoy your holiday tomorrow and get that beautiful lady with some nice Kong salad.
I just got a Kong salad yesterday. She needs to
stop. Like tomorrow again.
How much Kong salad do you have? Jesus,
man, Kong, that's strength you're backing out.
I don't eat that. I ain't want no Kong salad. She is, well, that's probably why she's getting pregnant. I'll give her next one then. Praise God.
I'll leave that alone.
All right, my brother.
I can finish listening to the issue.
All right, my brother. I ain't gonna fight you. Thank you so much for your call. There's a couple things here. Now, you cannot ask me to investigate my father. You cannot ask me to investigate my brother. You cannot ask me to investigate my uncles. I don't care the indifference that we have, any of us. I love these people. It's my family. You cannot ask me to investigate my mother. You cannot ask me to investigate my wife's mother, her father, or brothers. These are my family. My God, in my eye, I don't care how indifferent they is. They ain't do nothing wrong, not that bad. I justify that in my head and say, well, all these criminals out here, but listen to me, we going through all this in my head. I cannot approach this with a clear mind, with a justice at the forefront. I can't. Because, you know, one thing about digging. What Grammy them used to say, what you're looking for, you can get. You remember that? And so as I see this, I say to myself, I wouldn't want to be involved. I wouldn't want to. Because it'll implicate me too. Burying information, hiding information, seeking to kind of pull back information in the event that I find these things. I'm not saying that they're going to find these things, but I'm also saying that they may not find these things. And how would we ever know? There needs to be transparency. This is about the eradication of corruption. No matter how long this existed, one day out of seven, your joyride must come to an end. And if you have nothing to do with it, then you have nothing to fear. Let's just show up. Police force in the sunshine. Talk to me with transparency. The government should have stepped in. The minister should have stepped in. The minister should have forged relationships to indicate that we could be able to eradicate this. But everybody's name was called. This is too much. Now we have to now scrutinize this man, his sanity, his position, his nationality, his consistency, his criminal record, all these things before we even validate what he said. That's crazy. And even a broken clock is right twice a day. The only thing that we have to ask question is this the time that he's right? Next telephone call. Caller on the line. Go ahead. Hey, what's up, baby?
How you doing?
All is well. What you say?
Okay, I just want to reply to the last caller.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. And he said somebody asked him if he was confident in the police force, right?
And he said yes.
And he said yes, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
And not just that, he said that because they are investigating a former politician, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or he say a politician.
He said politicians.
Okay, so I'm referring to...
He said, bill a case against them.
Bill in a case, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you think you know who he's referring to?
I have
let's
idea.
Let's just say, you have an idea, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say he's talking about the politician for... Where you from, Long Island? Okay, let's just say he's referring to the... Pardon me?
Yeah.
Let's say he's in Long Island, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Who government in now? Right?
It's opposition now. It's an opposite government in. Yeah.
He's an opposition politician, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
this is why I said to him,
watch me.
What you're seeking to unravel is, watch me. What you're seeking to unravel is why I said to him, this is a sensitive area that you're getting in.
That's what I'm saying.
We could dissect this all day.
That's what I'm saying, Howard. Look at directly, woman five just gone missing. Am I right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
People have to open their eyes and be sensible to when they open their mouth, you know. You know, because we are in a time where we need independent parties. We need independent prosecutors. We need independent, what the man is, Mr. Ryan, whoever he is. What is he?
Pendo.
Yeah, what
Attorney
is his
General.
Position? Huh? Attorney General?
Yeah.
We need independent, maybe commission of police and all. This country is corrupt, okay? So I dare him to say, but come on, be honest, if the FNM was in now, then, you know, who knows what would have happened? They have now the opportunity to investigate one of their own who they met in with all kind of charges against her. And what happened before it even come to the court, everything gone missing, right?
Wow.
The Oban case, the Oban, whatever that was, that went missing under the prior government, right?
Wow.
So, look, you have no confidence. That's the bottom line. No confidence. Period.
Yeah, but, I appreciate your phone call, my dear. Thank you so very kindly for that. You know, I just don't feel like you should be involved in it. Okay, let's do this. It's going to be harsh, but it has to be. I got to bring it home for you, just for 2 seconds. Women have intuition, just for 2 seconds. Baby doll, just don't be mad at me. I just want to say this like this. I'm going to be decent. Women have intuition. Let's just say, hypothetically, my wife has intuition that some things has been going on. What happened to you? Why you look like that? Why you ain't kissing me? Well, you ain't squeezed my bungie in a long time. Have a conversation like this. This is lovey-dovey between why you don't do the things that you've normally done to me or with me. What is happening? And then eventually that conversation is going to be able to lead to a speculation that obviously that you're stepping out of the marriage. And if you're stepping out of the marriage, this can amplify over time. Oh, my God. So it's just big row. And you can't get no peace. So for the purposes of peace, you got to be able to be transparent as men. We know this. So you say, man, Jesus Christ. Yeah. Take my phone. Look through my phone. Go to your. Do whatever you got to do. Do all these things. I promise you, let me investigate for you that I don't have a sweetheart. That don't even sound right. I don't even sound right to me. I already innocent in my mind. No matter what I did, I'm going to bring back innocence. But if she get a private investigator and then see me certain places where I shouldn't be, then you would say, oh my God, here's the evidence piled up against you. I'm not afraid of these particular things. You have to be honest and say, this is what I've done. I'm waiting on that. I'm waiting on that in this new day. I'm waiting on that. One more telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Mr. Grant.
Good afternoon. How you doing?
And to the nation. Mr. Grant, something isn't placing properly with this guy that does these lives and stuff. Apparently, I've been following him for a little bit, and apparently these people who he is now ratting on are people in his circle who he has been doing business with. And apparently, you know, this is his kind of thing. He's been in this. He's been doing this. And apparently,
so this is extortion.
Say again?
He's trying to extort them then.
Yeah. So he, apparently the police had arrested him and he came out on bail and apparently, he ran.
Allegedly.
Because he understood that they had put a hit on him, so he ran. And now this guy seemed like, you know, because they want him now, he seemed like he is in a position.
Everybody up for grabs. Wow. I don't know.
You know?
Well, I don't know the backstory of any of these things. I only know what I've been seeing over the course of time and looking at this guy, and I'm saying to myself, what is this guy doing?
He's very reckless. He's very reckless because here you are in a house, safe house, with your wife or
this
girlfriend.
This is not a safe house. His wife in there, his girlfriend in there. She just finished cooking pork chop. I could see she got the nightgown on, no pants. She in there. Yeah. She jump over him. I said, Jesus Christ, the baby in the house. This man trying to kill the whole family. What is
Come
he
on,
doing?
Come on, man. You're very reckless because you're putting your whole family at risk. You know? I mean, because when you're doing things like what he is doing, it's somebody. Somebody is coming to you. Okay? So he needs to ease up, like you said. He needs to ease
Take your time,
up because...
Sam.
He's putting his entire family at risk, but that's very reckless. And, you know, I don't know.
You got to be decent.
Well, I guess we can only wait to see what the final outcome would be, eh?
Yeah, we can wait to see. Thank you, man. I appreciate your telephone call. We're going to wait to see those things and be able to figure out exactly where we're going and what this guy's doing. Let me take this last telephone call before we get out of here. Caller, go ahead.
Hey, Mr. Grant, how you doing, sir?
I'm good, man. What's happening with you?
Yeah, I mean, it's a bit scary, Mr. Grant. I mean, I know you probably feel the same way. I mean, like, when it comes to the situation of the law enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to me, it seems as if can't be repaired unless certain things were to take place, Mr. Grant. But you know something, Mr. Grant, I'm also concerned about the bar association. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'm waiting to hear from them also because, like you said, you know, names will call and stuff like that. I'm waiting to hear what they're going to do because I remember one time ago, whenever lawyers used to be, not whenever, but I heard cases before when lawyers would mix up in certain things, much smaller than this, that the Bar Association step in and dealt with them.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of way. So, I mean, I expect to hear from them because if you don't hear from them, it shows a level of that our integrity level has declined in the country.
Significantly.
You know, that kind of way. And that's scary, man. I mean, I feel as if that this time it'll be in right now, the only thing that could really repair the police department is for the good officers. This is your chance to stand up now. This is your chance to stand up and to take the rightful place in the top.
Ain't nobody gonna stand up against
that. If you all know people above you all are corrupt and don't deserve to be there, and that's not what the force is all about, this is your time to expose them. This is your time to stand up, and this is your time to repair the force. Otherwise, the force will forever be looked at in the way that they are untrustworthy, man. And I mean, and if I was a good officer, I wouldn't want to be a part of an organization that has that kind of look.
I agree with you.
Thank you
Thanks,
very much.
I appreciate your telephone call. I see you calling on the line, guys. I got to take this commercial break and get to news. Let's be able to do that when we get back. We just want to talk, man. I want to ask you the question. Do you believe that the force should investigate itself? I don't want to know if you think this is true. That ain't the question. We've already seen garden leaves extended. We've already seen these things, and you should see the language of the paper is very peculiar. The language of the paper indicates that the gentleman agreed to take a garden leave. This wasn't a demand. This wasn't a request. This isn't pass. You know the movies that we watch, give me a gun in your badge. This wasn't that. This is a garden leave. Hey, go take a couple of days. We check this out, and then we get right back to you. So with this, I just want to know one question. Do you believe that the Royal Bahamas Police Force should investigate themselves? Let's talk about it. Quick commercial break, guys. Be right back after that.
Members of Parliament, each and every settlement needs some development. If you ain't encouraged, then this is encouragement. We are in a country that's healthy and prominent. Visitors visit and they leave with astonishment, only to return again. I am very confident. I am sure Messiah's up in here.
Get ready to celebrate independence the BK way with our new Independence King Combo. Choose from our classic flame grilled beef version or indulge in a crispy chicken breast topped with savory bacon, arugula, crisp onion rings, cheese, and our special tropical sauce. Both come with fries and a drink for a flavor sensation perfect for celebrating every year. Remember to top off your Independence King combo with a delicious guava sundae or the new guava ice shaker, available only at Burger King Nassau.
Bonneville Bones, established in 1970, is the leader in men's fashion in the Bahamas. We're conveniently located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza, and fully stocked with everything you need for all occasions. Our Harbor Bay location is one door north of Alive, with the black and white signage of Bonneville Boutique. Both locations are open from 10 to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Bonneville Bones and Bonneville Boutique, still the leader in men's fashion. located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Independent morning is like a baby warning. Independent morning is like a baby warning. On July 10th, 1973, the hangman's everywhere were free. Free to shape their destiny in the land of the rolling sea. Man and woman, boy and girl, there is none which like your soul. Independent morning is like a baby warning. Independent morning is like a baby.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9. We're celebrating independence tomorrow. Make sure you guys go out there to Fort Charlotte to be able to enjoy yourself, man. I don't know where you're going. After you do that, make sure you go to the beaches. For God's sake, man, for God's sake, take your dirty, nasty things with you, man. I just want to be decent as I say this. Don't leave the beach dirty, man. Come on, man, where your people from? Do not leave all your things on the beach. You come out here, you bring pallet on the beach. You bring all these, and then you leave it there. My God, what you leave it for? What you leave it for? You think this can decompose? All your Kentucky box all over the beach. All your pizza box all over the beach. Somebody train your churn, man. Tell your churn to be nasty, man. We live in a beautiful country. No one wants to see this. But I can't blame some of y'all when I come to your house or I pass your house. My God, I see. I'm sorry. This you got to be better than this. Let's do better. Guys, the lines are open. If you want to be able to join in today as we step into independence, I thought it was going to be more of a sobering conversation to really have a conversation about how we are moving and progressing as a nation, as a people, so forth and so on. But I want to be able to have this kind of a clear conversation with you that the allegations, the speculations, what we're seeing has really been able to lead from a media perspective, traditional, social, and otherwise. This is the topic. It seems like the topic that's pulling in all subsectors and demographics together and unified in one particular thing. I just stopped to get my car washed. My truck washed. And that's why I was like 2 seconds late. I stopped to get my truck washed. And the conversation around there is that this guy. So the issue isn't the corruption that exists. The issue is approaching the corruption that exists. The issue is identifying the elements that support you in gathering information to eradicate the perceived or alleged corruption that exists. You ever been in those kind of a spaces where, I had a dream about this the other night. I had a dream. I was at a concert and I was sitting maybe about 15, 20 rows in the back. I don't know. I was just sitting there, right? And all of a sudden Puff Daddy came out. This is my dream. Puff Daddy came out and started singing his songs, right? So I looked around and everybody said, what the hell are y'all letting this man perform? But this is what I'm in the dream. I said, what the hell is this man performing, right? So me, the lone individual, I said, boo, ain't nobody gonna hear that. Right? Me, this is me one. And everybody looked at me, and guess who was the issue? Not Puff Daddy, not the allegations, not the speculations, not the fact that he ran away, not the fact that he left to, he was selling all his homes, not the fact that any of these things existed. I was the problem. Me. Because I decided to say something. And that has been the issue in our country, in life. The problem isn't what exists. What exists has become the norm. It has become social expectation that this happens. It is an unspoken rule to expect that these things happen. What is not expected is for you to say anything about it. So the issue is not identifying the infractions. The issue is identifying the whistleblower. How do we fix that? There has to be a proper mechanism that people could be able to speak about corruption, alleged or otherwise. There has to be a proper mechanism that we could feel safe. That's why no one's saying nothing in this country, and we cannot go anywhere. You think I? And then Junior them come after me? Call Crime Stoppers. And that's what they say. I must it, and then Junior come after me? That's the mindset that exists here. And rightfully so. Let's talk about it. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the Family Violence, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796 on the text. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, Howard. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. What's happening?
Happy 51st Independence.
Same to you, cuz.
Lord save the king. Listen, okay. You asked the question, can the police themselves? Yes, they can, you know, but when I was in the United States Air Force, there was a particular way they went about doing that because, you know, Air Force personnel or Army personnel investigate each other. The problem, what I think we have here, is the rank and file officers that are assigned to do that, they are like corporals, constables, sergeants, those type of thing. In the United States Air Force, they bring them in at the rank of lieutenant and higher. You see, they send them to college to do law, their law degree, and they bring them in at a rate, at a rank of lieutenant, sub-lieutenants, majors, and stuff like that. So in the event that they have to investigate their own, more than likely it's a lower rank or it's a rank of their peer. And then, of course, their monies are much better. So I think they should send these guys to school, 4 or 5 years, whatever, bring them back at the rank of inspectors and that kind of thing to do the investigation. I think that would work out much better than what we have now. Now, the fella in question, I look at the video and I listen. I suspect that he staged that shooting on himself because if he had gotten shot and grazed, in a way, he would have still stayed home and bandaged up himself. He would have been going to the hospital. That was too quick. Just to be laying there bandaged up. I think he staged those shots to enhance what he was saying. Thanks for taking my call out.
You blow my mind just now. Using this black man eating pork chop every day and drinking Kool-Aid out of a red cup and shaking it with 5 ice, only 5 ice in the cup, could be able to afford a whole white man to come in there and a whole setup like this. This is too much, sir. What is going on here? What is going on in this country? What is going on? Oh, I just, that is a, you blow my mind. The only thing I see this man able to afford is one gold teeth every few weeks. This is hard. This is heavy. What we have in conversation about it. Let me see if I can read a couple of these texts. So it says, well, if this was fabricated, they would have been suing the man, not trying to off him.
What, Jesus God?
This is only alleged, okay? This, y'all cannot put this on. Don't put this on nobody. You can't do that. I'm not going to read the rest of this text. You can't do that. You cannot speculate that these people did that locally. You cannot do that. Not open wide. You can't open your mouth on the airwaves and have this sort of a speculation. If you can say that, say it within the confines of you and your bed and your woman or your man. Don't even say this amongst friends. You cannot say that. You don't know. I don't know. This man looked like he lived in a troubled area. 2306 Perkins Street. That's where he lived. That's what she say. And that's what she say. 2306 Perkins Street. That looked like that in Missouri. I don't know where it is. 2306 Perkins Street. Let's be decent as we say these particular things. Next call on the line. Caller, go ahead.
I would have been on the road.
Hey, caller. Hello?
Hello?
Caller, you're on with me. Go ahead.
Hello, Howard?
I'm radio.
Howard, this is Sparky.
Hey, what's up, Sparky?
Hold on, Howard. Give me a moment here, man. Howard, you realize that the same thing you're accusing people of, you're doing the same thing.
Like what?
When you're talking about people blowing up this and blowing up that, you're blowing up the same thing.
I didn't say one thing, but blowing
just
up.
Calling, that senator just called in a little while ago with that so-called conspiracy. Apparently, we so set back in watching these movies on 5-6 that we believe everything in the Bible is a movie. I would never believe something's really going on around here. It's really going on.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying? How is some of these things really? How if anybody watched those videos? The last ones we saw when the bop started, when the fella hollered out that he got hit, it was instantaneously when that brother hit him, he hollered out.
He said,
that was all bad words.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, Sparky.
As soon as that hit him, you heard the bad word.
Yeah.
Oh, bam. Then he ducked. Then you heard bop. Then apparently, he felt something hit him another two times. One went to the shoulder, one grazed the face, and one hit the foot. Then the family showed up. Then the calls were made. Then the white policeman was there.
He couldn't stage that.
Now, how could he stage something like that?
He couldn't stage. He couldn't. I'm looking at this thing. This man
Howard,
couldn't stage this.
Howard. How can he stage something like that?
If he can stage it, what'd he bring his baby girl in there for?
And the woman wasn't even dressed properly.
And she wasn't even dressed properly.
And then you got black, like I can say it like this. You got black people who will talk bad with their own black people to believe that a black man could stage something like that on an international Facebook.
That's too much.
Howard.
That's
this
too much.
This is Marky. I can say some things that I know from back in the 70s.
Keep it to your chest, Sparky. Don't say it now.
When I came out of government high, when I know some things from the police department back then, when John Crawley Fields.
Sparky, we just said keep it to your chest now. You're calling 69 name. You let him go. I'm not going to fight him. Take an next telephone call. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm good, man. What's happening?
Hey, if I have a complaint against a lawyer, do I go to the Bar Association?
Yes.
Are they independent of the government?
Yes.
If I have a complaint against a doctor, do I go to the medical council?
Yes.
Are they independent of the government?
Yes.
So if I have a problem against the police, why is the police investigating themselves?
I don't know.
Well, why can't we have an independent group? All the consultant money the government just allocated, why can't they use some of that?
There has been conversations about being able to have things done like that.
Independent.
Yeah.
Free of government or any political influence to investigate police corruption. Can we have that?
We can. We should. And I think it's time for us to be able to look at that.
Right, because I'm thinking back of, because I had this conversation with Dwight this morning about those witnesses that had their lives ended. And I made a joke that...
Crown witnesses.
Sorry?
Crown witnesses. This is what you're talking about?
Yes, crown witnesses.
Okay.
Who were supposed to be protected by the police.
Yes.
But I made a joke that it's like hiding a chicken inside KFC. Because if you look at what that guy was saying, and the ankle bracelet monitoring and all that stuff, and he's showing proof, we need to look back at all those cases.
Yeah, they got you too. Yeah, your telephone, I can't hear what you're saying, my brother. So give me a call back, 323-6232-325-4316-325-4259. Would you say hiding a chicken in KFC? Listen, man, I ain't gonna lie to you. Royal Bahamas Police Force, I can say this to you, and this is from Howard, this is from my heart. I don't even believe that you're corrupt. I don't. I believe that there are some bad apples in the organization, as every organization. There are bad apples in church. The deacons take most of the brunt for it. They call him sneaking deacon. There are some good deacons, but my God, you're going to have to take the blanket. We can scrutinize you. You're guilty until we find out that you're not indecent. That's just how the society works. There's some bad people who have taken the laws into their own hands. There's some bad people who commit themselves and seek to be able to carry out this kind of a vigilante justice. There's some bad people. There's speculations and there's sort of an idea that they may even be a force within a force. There's some bad people. But I cannot put that on all of y'all. For God's sake, I wouldn't do it. I know some police officers who can't pay rent. Can I say this to you? I know some police officers who ain't buy our shoes in 18 months. If the government didn't issue it, my God, you don't know how you get it. These people around here hoping that the government would issue socks. I don't think he does. There's sort of an idea that exists in these particular spaces. I cannot put it on all of you. You're working. You're living hard, like many of us are. But there's some people who have made decisions to go contrary to that. Well, that's all I want to say. I can't say nothing more than that. I wouldn't dare say all of you are corrupt. The Royal Bahamas Police Force is corrupt. Never. I could never say that. I could never say that. And you know what? I don't even know the integrity of these men. I do not. But I always look at the force with sort of a renewed view, right? You're going to hate me for saying this, but this is Howard, so you're going to have to deal with me. The introduction of Alison Greenstate in his position as Commissioner of Police, right? The introduction of that particular space and being able to see him sort of raise the standards, the idea, the language, create the formality, a space for communication, all these particular things. It gave me sort of a whiff and an idea that this is reformation, this is transformation. Politics would always exist in this particular space. There needs to be change. And if there's any tethering, any association, any affiliation with police officers and politicians, this kind of a convoluted relationship would always yield the confusion that we see. Because people shouldn't get there on social promotion. They should get there on merit. And that is, it goes for everyone across the board for the next million years. You should get there on merit, not social promotion. And that's the issue in our society. You put politicians there, social promotion. You put police there, political, social promotion. You do all these things based upon who you know and who you like. Not necessarily who's qualified. You scrutinize everybody else. Do you scrutinize those persons who were sent to these positions within the force? Let's have a very clear conversation. Let me see if I can read a couple of these texts before I go to the line. So this is, greetings, Howard. It seems that the situation grants the appearance of a killer intent. He was grazed to the face and in the upper back, and while caught in his foot, he simply managed to maneuver. That's what saved his life. This whole situation is slack on both sides. Silvana's guy was very slack and demonic in his assumed exposure, although there is a great appearance of truth. On the other hand, the police force displays a shanty and third world organization according to their handling of everything. Their actions and maneuvering gives the appearance of guilt and pending cover-up. So, this is a pretty interesting documentary slash movie to watch play out. We all know that the Bahamians accept. We all know that the Bahamians accent and talk when we hear it. There is no way, considering AI and how it sounds currently in 2024, that our talk, emotions, and slang can be appropriately or sufficiently intimidated by any known software today. That's a very good point you make, by the way. See, let us be decent as a country and leave the insanity for woke Western countries. We truly need to shed these borrowed identities and find ourselves again. I like how you ended that. That's very good. Right? So it says, Howard, if the police investigates their own, there won't be a case. They protect their own, not we. Okay, this is a text coming through. This is in regard, this is bananas. If these allegations have any merit, this senior officer should be prosecuted, not forced to resign. This is in order to restore the country's image. Now, let's be very clear about this. You can't fire me for speculations. You got to investigate. You got to fire me. You got to get, because I'm coming back to sue the government. I want you to fire me without proof. Because I'm coming back to sue the government. Fire me, boss man. I can take all the government money. You cannot fire a man without being able to have proof. This is why he took a garden leave. And this is why the commissioner of police indicated that he consented to this. So in the event that if there's ever a position back in the future to say that he was forced to take a garden leave, right? He could say, no. He consented to this information. We said this is the information that we received. He took a garden leave and we proceeded with these particular things. Because you can guess who. Let's have this kind of a conversation. So it says, in regards to these serious and damning allegations, outside agencies should be called in. Let me take a telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead. Call on the line. 323-623-2323-254-316. 325-4259, anywhere from the family of violence, 242-305-720. Hit me on 422-47. Howard, my Lord God is real. They aim for his head, and because he is a believer, that head swiveled, saved his life. When God say move, you better move. Boy, I love your meme. Y'all can find Jesus Christ in anything. I love it. Oh, my God. You see how she eat that chicken there? The way the moisture hit down there. Only God. Y'all need to stop. It's too much. It is too much. I'm not going to fight you, but I'm going to read the text, right? So I'm going to read it. You better move when God say move. It'll save your life. Says we have to wake up. At this point, if the head of the police force is corrupt, oh my God, I can't read the rest of your text. I cannot read the rest of your text. Because it seems as though you're leaning with the allegations and you're making it as though that it's true. It's not true. It's allegations until we find out whether or not it's true. Now, the conversation that we're having is whether or not we can find out if it's true, if the people who are alleged to do it is investigating. That's all we have in the conversation about. I ain't calling nobody corrupt or incorrupt or this one, that one. We are saying this is the information that's presented. And based upon the information presented, do you believe that the Royal Bahamas Police Force should investigate themselves? Let me take a telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Hello. Good day, Howard.
What you say, my brother?
Yeah, I'm all right. Since we're all playing CSI today... I want to add my little 5 cents. About the lady that went missing on Paradise Island.
Okay.
I believe she has...
Hold on. Because you're confusing me. Which lady?
Well, the person that we're looking
for. Okay, then go ahead now.
I believe she has left the island. Because this little Paradise Island, you could find a mosquito if it die over there. And if we can't find her on Paradise Island...
You see, Rodney said something yesterday. Rodney said something yesterday in the police press conference with his cowboy hat on as a lone cowboy sitting at the press table, the table for the press conference. Rodney said, and I listened to the recording, why are we not saying whether or not this person has transitioned from a man to a woman or a woman to a man? Clayton Philander, in his particular capacity as chief of police, indicated that he has not been told this information. You remember I did a show the other day? I said, if you ain't telling the police, they're looking for a woman. But if you don't explain to the police what has happened, whether or not this is a transition, whether or not these particular, they may be right walking over these people, an unconscious person in a different ICU ward or whatever the case may be, without being able to identify, because the police was given information that this person is a woman. Talk to me.
Yeah, well, I still say, from my little understanding, watching CSI and NCIS, I believe that person has left the country.
Wow.
For a person who don't know this country and to go missing like that and to have all these people looking for her, come on, I don't think she could have do that on her own.
Wow.
And she ain't going out there to go swimming tonight doing no sharks either. You ain't gonna find no black places swimming in the night. Now you find white people swimming in the night.
Sir,
I had a friend, he was white, he's swimming in
the night. Let me tell you something. As men, in the pursuit of our pleasure and desire, talk to me. You know right where I ain't talking about. In the pursuit of our pleasure and desire, we find ourselves in very peculiar circumstances and situations trying to fill that void. Amen?
Be honest, well.
Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then talk to me. I can talk to you later. Praise God for you. Right? So you can't say... is any color barrier in being able to go skinny dip? Any and everybody could do that. We don't know, but we have to be decent. And in decency, I just want to stretch this out and look at it properly. All I am saying, and this is what I said to you a few days ago, maybe last week sometime when we started to have this kind of a conversation, and we opened it up. Now, what we said is that I look at this person's, Casey's, I looked at Casey's Facebook page. I swam through the Facebook page. I looked at an old Facebook page. And all of these, it started off in 2014 as a man. And then as time progressed, there was a transition over the past 10 years. This is what I'm seeing. But now everyone has had this affirmed, confirmed position that this is a man. We don't know whether or not this was a transition. We don't know whether or not this is a... We don't know what has happened. But the language is, this is a man. And Clayton Fernanda in his capacity can only respond to the information that he's given. If you haven't said anything else to him, it don't matter what we investigate. He is going to execute on the things that he's been able to find. The entire country is calling this person a woman. I just won't be decent. And I don't want to put nothing out there. But if there are 200 and something people in a 70-person morgue in the Bahamas, and we're looking for a specific person, and they go there to look for that and don't see it, we don't know. That's just hypothetically. I just hypothetical now. I ain't saying nothing happened. I'm simply saying. Okay? In the event that someone is unconscious or something's happening in the ICU and the woman's ward and the men's ward and so forth and so on, these things don't conjoin. You have to be clear, man. Every news outlet in this country and internationally is using the exact same language. But we could see with our own eyes that it's not so. I don't know whether or not that plays on anything. And I believe that if there is more transparency, coupled with the traditional approach to misogyny in this country, we could be more honest and say, maybe, look here, we got to look in these particular areas and get to some resolve. Because right now, everything is up in the air and we look bad. The entire country, the woman says she's going back to Chicago with nothing. Nothing. Then somebody put out some information about the yoga retreat back in 2014 when someone went missing again. This is too much. Let's take a quick commercial break, ladies and gentlemen. Be right back after this.
Independence morning is like a baby.
printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Are you looking for a hot deal this summer?
Well, look no further, because Marcos is here.
We're giving you an offer you absolutely can't resist. Get two large one-topping pizzas and choose between a cheesy bread or CineSquares for just $29. But hurry, because this deal is here for a limited time only. Head into your nearest Marcos. Or order online today at MarcosPizzaBahamas.com. Nobody makes a pizza as good as we do.
Now let me see now. 326 EPIC. Hello? Hello? This Epic? Eckert Battery? This Miss Bueller from round the corner. I hear you're selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord. It's about time. I live Fox Hill, and Fire Trail is too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., on Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker, and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326-EPIC. We ship also to the family island.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, here, just talking about these things as we kind of tiptoe into independence and being able to identify those things. Guys are getting prepared. You're buying all your stuff. Can I say this now? These people don't sponsor me. What's the store name on, start with J. The store name on Chesapeake Road. They got all the shirts. Beautiful shirts in there. You remember I was telling you I was looking for shirts? Somebody texted me and said, I'll go there and check it out. Yesterday, I wanted to get a nice shirt for my daughter, right? My little baby girl, she's 2. So you know they don't necessarily have these shirts. The shirt looked like it's swimming on everybody. So they don't ever take in consideration babies. So we stopped at this store. Oh, God, what's the store name? Somebody text me the store name, right? We stopped at the store, right? And they get all kinds of stores in there. They get all the women in there being able to serve you, and men. They're being able to serve you, walking up to you. How can we help? How can we accommodate you? So forth and so on. And we were able to get some nice shirts, affordable. Very nice, good quality shirts, affordable. And great designs on them. So you want to be able to go and check that out if you're in there. These people don't pay me, right? They should. Amen? But if you want to be able to do that, if you're in the market and looking for your shirt, last minute, Janae's, is that it? Janae's. Janae's. If you're looking for that and you want to be able to go down there and get those things, plus they do the uniform stuff. Janae's, call Howard, 827-0111. We could do good advertisement for you. That one was free, but we could be able to do that. But if you're looking for a shirt and you're in the market for those things, that's where you want to go. All right? So check that out. They got good variety. Everyone could get one. The babies could get a shirt. Grammy them could get a shirt. And everyone could get a different style, because some styles may be too youthful. No. I don't want to wear all them crazy design. I want something nice and subtle. I want a solid shirt. I want a solid color. There are good variety in that particular space. So go and check them out and being able to get your shirt and show your pride, your national pride tomorrow as we being able to do those things, right? So Howard, you got to call these idiots out, man. What that utter BS that caller spewed? I suppose you're talking to the guy who's saying that somebody else texted, says, Howard, that last caller is an A with the two other letters in the back there. Stage getting shot. That's a text that's coming through. So it says, interesting. Crime Stoppers advises that the calls are answered in Miami or Toronto. Why not have them answered in the Bahamas by Bahamians? I suppose that you structured that to say that the corruption exists in the Bahamas. So therefore, we can't allow this information to exist in the Bahamas. Okay, I see what you did there. I'm not going to fight you. It says, Howard, if I was him, I would spill all the info I have just in case they get me before I could. No holds bar. All right, this is Texas coming. So it says, good afternoon, Howard. Too much corruption in this country. Brave and crew got to grow. This is Texas coming through. So it says, Howard, who have this man, the U.S. or the Bahamians? The Bahamas. This man is not in the Bahamas. 223 Perkins Street is not in the Bahamas. I mean, 2306 Perkins Street is not in the Bahamas. This is Howard. How well do you think chicken could hide in Kentucky Fried Chicken? Maybe if the chicken put on a jacket. This is Texas coming through. So it says, Howard, I'm waiting to see just how this is going to dwindle into nothing. Also, how long are they going to keep to try the accused MP? My God. This is my Bahama land will surely live to see another corrupt day. Our governments have a high tolerance for this kind of stuff. Have you ever seen any stings set up at immigration or the passport office? I rest my case. That's a Texas coming through. So it says, the man released a video where he went through some Texas and they allegedly directed the shooter to the victim. It was from the time I predicted that they was going to come for him. Why would someone come for this man if what he was saying didn't have any truth in it? Now, I hope they don't use the same officers implicated to investigate this stuff. No, they should be on garden leaves. These are texts coming through, right? There's a lot of texts coming through. I get must be about 30 of y'all guys that hit me up today. Let me see if I can take a telephone call. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
All is well. What's happening?
I got a question for you. This point is only saying missing, right? Let me ask you a question. If you go, they say the only thing he carries is the passport, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you go into the beach, why are you carrying your passport?
Well, I don't care my passport.
That don't make no sense, though.
No.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That person don't want to be found, man. I need that person missing, man. That person don't want to be found. What did he do? Dig up and find out what was going on in Chicago where he come from? Or she come from?
Well, you know what happened is that there should be a statute of limitation, a time when they could be able to look at that. I thank you so much for your telephone call. A time that they actually start to look for this and say, hey, listen, we're going to commit ourselves to about 48 days. After 48 days, we're going to be able to dwindle back, and this will be sort of a cold case of sorts, right? Since all of us playing CSI today, right? So it'll be like a cold case, and they'll say, okay, the government of the Bahamas has taken on this position. We've committed all our funds and resources to ensure that we can find Casey in this particular stead. We've done this, this, and this. Everyone's complying. Everyone's being able to do this. This is the information that we find over this particular course of time. Unfortunately, we did not find any evidence to indicate that this person is in the Bahamas or that this person is on the island in this particular state. We will continue to be able to be vigilant in the event that we find anything that leads us to this. But at this particular juncture, the government of the Bahamas must close this case. The exact same thing will happen from an FBI standpoint. And if the family seeks to pursue that further, they have to go and find a private investigator. That's what they're going to have to do. The governments don't have the resources to commit to one thing for an extended period of time. They don't. They just don't. Okay? And that's not to be insensitive. That's just to be able to talk about the reality that exists in these particular spaces. So the government of the Bahamas is doing everything that it can right now. But they're coming up with naught. And so the question is whether or not they're going to be able to find anything going forward. Let's see. Take a next telephone call. Caller, go ahead.
Hey, Howard.
Hey, what's up?
I know it sounds like you solved that case.
No, I solved
it. I mean, because if I'm a man in the Bahamas or in the Caribbean anywhere, and I pick up this fine lady and we get in the room, and she got
talk to me. Talk to me. This
if
is all I said.
Pickle bigger than mine, Howard. I don't know what I would do.
You do too much.
So you solved the case now. All you got to do is find out whether she's still here in the Bahamas or whether, you know, she's in a hole somewhere.
That's just what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about. If, yep. Listen to me, the first picture we see of this girl, this person, let's be decent. I can say this. The first picture with the hair swoop up and side down, all we saw was the tight face shot. Right? Yep. We ain't see no body, we ain't see nothing. I said, this is a cute gal. This is what I said. This is a cute gal, right? This is a gal going missing in the Bahamas. No, man, she probably get married. This is what I'm looking at, right? Then when they say missing and I start to look at the Facebook, I said, hold on, wait. This is a gentleman who transitioned into that particular position. Wow. And the information is indicating that she. Now, if I said, Howard, and many men who looked at the first picture, because they put a picture with the glasses out, and then they put some other pictures out, and if you contrast that, you could see the difference. So I said, if I, at first glance, took this for a natural-born woman, then who knows in the dead of night,
With
a few drinks in you, what could have happened? I don't know. I don't want to speculate. I only want to say that the Royal Bahamas Police Force need a fuller story to be able to investigate the way they need to.
Yeah.
You understand? I appreciate your call, cuz. Thanks so much for your telephone call. Right? I just want to be decent. I don't want to sound sexist. I don't want to sound, like I have disdain. I just want to be very clear. We live in the Bahamas. We still live in the Bahamas. These people are warned when they come on the ship. Look at, don't hold hands and show affection in the Bahamas. When you go to Jamaica, don't show this kind of affection in these particular public spaces. We still learning, man. We still learning. We still growing. We still learning and growing as a people. From the Caribbean, we still learning how to be able to deal with this new phenomenon. How it ain't new, it always existed here. Yeah, but it was in the closet, behind closed doors. Couldn't fight you for what we can't see. But when you come out here and present that, and present as though you are what you ain't, you find yourself in certain situations. Just want to be decent as I say that. That's what you're up against. You're not up against a liberated society who has a very clear understanding that this is where we are. You're not up. I'm sure that if something like this were to happen in Atlanta, they see this all the time. Can I say that? I'm sure that if something like this was to happen in Atlanta, they'd be like, oh, we see this all the time. And not freak out over the fact that, oh, I can't believe. No. It's a very simple thing. But in our society, our maturity level, our expectation, our familiarity, all these particular things come into play. And then it's fortified by the misogyny that we were taught. We were taught to be misogynists. I know people who live this alternative lifestyle, who live in the LGBTQ environment in many years. And many years they disdain their feelings, their posture, their position, simply because they were taught the same misogyny. They now have to recondition themselves into accepting this lifestyle that they decided to be able to move forward with. I just want to be decent as we have these conversations. You got to give the police more information than this. Next telephone call before we get out of here. Call on the line, go ahead. Call on the line, go ahead. Next call. Call on the line, go ahead. Next call. Call on the line, go ahead. 323-623-32-325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere for the family of violence, 242-300-5720. Before we get out of here, we got a couple of minutes. Hit me up, 422-4796. So it said, Bahamian whistleblower shot several times on Facebook Live. Authorities didn't want the truth to be revealed. Corrupt failed state. Minis was right. Sylvanus is doing the same thing Bannister's son did. Oh, God. You're getting deep. I don't even know what you're talking about. So I ain't getting in that. So it says, good afternoon, Howard. This is the spill off when you promote hundreds of persons in a promotion exercise. How can you vet all of these persons adequately? What is happening now when one is observing a crime scene on television? All you see is khaki. Where are the junior officers? This is Texas coming through. So it says, don't call they a woman, but a transgender woman. People know what that means. Man transitioning to a woman. Yeah, that's just what it is. I was looking for that information. A transgender woman. All right. Now, when they fully transitioned, I believe that they're identified in one space or another. I'm not sure. Right. But for the purposes of this investigation, I believe that there should have been a preamble, the preamble of transgender. So persons can know this is what we're looking for. Quick telephone call, 30 seconds. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Trans means to go beyond, so you've trans your gender. So transsexual means you've changed into another gender.
Mm-hmm.
So we, if she want to be non-binary, that's within her. But what I wanted to talk on was just a brief thing. You know, I don't want to comment on the situation. Mr. Johnson is a very good friend of mine. But the thing is, this corruption within the force, I was speaking on it before these things are happening. So what I'm saying is, just have nothing to do with FNM and PLP. So the person saying minutes is correct. But you still have these same ineffective measures to curtail corruption in place under both administrations. Nothing is being done. The complaints unit is just an oblivious, a door into oblivion. And then what happens is you, the burden on you is to prove what the police did to you when they searched your homes. So this, the battle, this infallibility with them will continue on and on. But what I wanted to call about was the person who texted about the garbage on Goodman's Bay yesterday at Howard.
Yes, yes, yes.
So I sent you the photos, but I have a six.
I sent them to the minister.
With me I didn't send the 6 minute clip with me on the western end. So the person who said they out there every day, I don't care if they out there every minute, but what she did and what he did was deceive the public. You saw the garbage within the big tire, right?
Yes, I did see.
That is mosquito filled with water.
Mm-hmm.
You saw the flies. I tried to put it close so you could see the flies, right? But mm-hmm. I turned over the aluminum container, right?
That's it.
Yeah. What I'm saying is, all of that is documented. I couldn't throw all the garbage there. So they saying they never see the garbage, but maybe they may be up in age and be incapacitated. But I run from one end of the beach and up in the next a few times in the sun. I see the stuff within the mangroves, and also in the 6 minute clip that I would send you, it would show you where I was. I was north of the old gaming board and south of the bathroom. So I was in between, and I made a 90 degree turn, and then I saw where I moved the chairs and saw all the garbage all along the fence. It's just what I'm saying is documented. And so if I'm gonna say, why can't I be upset about it? What I'll send it to you. I don't need to send it to the minister because I only shared it within the group. I didn't share it with anybody. It was nothing glorious for me. But
no, I made a telephone call. I made a telephone call. I had a couple conversations.
I called you, but you didn't answer. But Howard, the darkened spot is where they burned the lady stalled on. And so it looked very inglorious because in the clip you see all of the little empty pineapples all over the beaches with the bottles and the different stuff like that. It's very inglorious. Give thanks. And so the guy was saying they have like a chair war going on between the people who facilitating this particular entertainment. So I suggest the government put a limitation on that because I told you in the voice note that the chairs are basically taking up mostly the beach. So it's a public beach, and I had to make the speech. So even with Bama, just west of us, when you jog westbound in the sun, basically all of the beach is absorbed by the chairs. They don't move the chairs anymore.
Wow.
You have the chairs protruding into basically the space.
Wow.
So it's really a way of really ostracizing.
So they need proper
really
policing.
And gets a lawyer to come in to find out how far these people's property stretch beyond, however the deed is for the property, the parameters for the property, man, the surveyors, man, because it looks like they take up the whole thing there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you, my brother.
Someone needs to address this problem.
Yeah.
You have everybody fused on the beach. I didn't even go on the beach and all it is no more. Give thanks.
Thank you, my brother. I do appreciate that. One more telephone call before we get here. 30 seconds. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Howard.
Hey.
Howard. I don't know if I got cut off, but I was saying, take into consideration all the facts that are in with the missing person and where they were gone missing. I think they may have been a victim of shark attack.
Okay.
There's a possibility, you see.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, we keep looking for things, and I'm sure that the police is out there. The gentleman who had the ski stuff the other day, you remember the accident that happened last holiday? And the police went down there diving. They found a pistol. They found glasses. They found some other stuff. So there must be some representation that there even existed a human being in this kind of a space. You know what I'm saying? So we're looking for all those things and trying to be able to keep ourselves alert to understand and provide information to the family of the this Casey person out of Chicago. And we just want to be able to say to all persons, I mean, no matter where you are, if you're coming to the Bahamas, you got to be safe, man. Don't be safe, man. Be safe, okay? Take your time. You're still out here. There are natural elements. There are predators. There are other persons who are out there who don't have the same good intent in terms of being able to show you a great time in the Bahamas. Their great time may not necessarily be your great time, but you're out here inebriated. You're out here caught up in this sort of an idea of being able to create a memory that you'll be able to enjoy forever. And then, boom, you get one of Bill Cosby's candy. I don't understand. I'm just saying to you, whatever these things is, we have the responsibility for being able to safeguard ourselves as adults. We are adult male and females. And we have to take care of ourselves, especially when we're not in our homeland. So let's do that, guys. That's the show today. I want to thank you guys so very kindly for being able to tune in. Let me see if I can read a couple more. Six. Howard, do you know that the senior officer was doing something with a trans woman? Oh, Jesus, God Almighty. You all need to stop. Says, Howard, you remember the nightclub owner and the crew that, oh, God, oh, you all need to stop. Listen, enjoy your holiday. Thursday is going to be Small Business Thursday. I want you guys to be able to join in with me. I think one more show with Doctors Hospital if they come in. But if not, please give me a call, 827-0111 for all those persons who are interested. We can be able to do something very nice for you. 827-0111 for Small Business Thursday. Enjoy your holiday. Do so with decency and in order. And for God's sake, take your filthy garbage with you. And this ain't for the decent people. This ain't for y'all. This is for those persons who could hear me in earshot, who don't take their garbage off the beach. Just get one little bag with you. Take a nice little hefty bag with you and bring them things off the beach. All right, guys. Enjoy your holidays. Be safe, man. I don't want to hear no shooting, no gun, no killing, no accident, any of these things. I will see you on Thursday, God spare our life, right here on The Foundation. Have a great day, guys.
Welcome to Freeport, home of the element, where everybody's one, but we live in different settlements. Within these different settlements, we have different residents. If you just tune in, go ahead.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Looking for great device deals and offers this summer? Look no further. Alive has special discounts on the latest smartphones, Ring devices, and accessories. Plus, as an Alive customer, you can expect exclusive Get Extra offers and rewards, which means even more value for your money. We're talking more data, prizes, and surprises. Upgrade with us and experience the perfect summer with Alive in-store or at bealive.com/deals.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.